The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studio of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott here on April the 1st, 2024, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you? And what'd you do on the weekend, over the weekend?
I was, to be honest, just sleeping and resting.
Yeah, we got off Sunday, right?
Yeah, so okay. I was just enjoying. And actually, yesterday we went for a really beautiful barbecue on the Whiskey Town.
Oh, cool.
I just love that place. Cool.
Of course, I don't have the weather in here.
No, you do.
Oh, hang on. There it is. As I walk around the table. It's not in front of me. It doesn't exist. You understand that, right?
Now I do.
Okay. All right. Today, sunny with a high near 75. Ooh, it's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow's the same. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers after 11 a.m. And then Thursday, showers likely. Gosh, I thought this good weather was going to hang on through Wednesday. So it may be raining Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, gosh. Slight chance of showers on Saturday and Sunday, and a slight chance on a Friday night. So, yeah, we may be back. Get a little rain, not much, but that's good. The weather report is always brought to you by our friends down in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. They've been in the business 25 years, locally owned, family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Yes, in the background, you may be hearing Buford. We figured Buford could be a great office dog. He's laid back. But when Buford now has got his little doggy door in between or his gate, and he's in my office, he can hear me, and we can hear him. He's not barking. He's just
missing.
He's missing. Okay, yeah, Buford. We picked up Buford Friday after the show. And he's been with us a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. What are surprises about Buford? He's an affection hog. Comes up, wants to get in your lap. Right now he's looking at me. He's up on a chair. He's on a chair in there looking at me through the window. What else? He doesn't bark, but he is vocal, kind of like a little husky, kind of like that. He sleeps through the night. He is not mean, but he is high energy. And I watched him have the zoomies yesterday, and it was hilarious as he was making his run around the yard. Just you've seen it. You've seen dogs. It's running, you know, just as fast as they can and running hard and all that. What else? He hasn't messed in the house. We take him out a lot. He does pull on the leash. But all in all, Buford's a good dog, and like I said, terribly affectionate. You'll be sitting in the chair, and Buford will be laying there on his bed, and get up and come over and just want to be loved on. And he just, you know, he wants to put his head in your lap and on your chest when you're sitting down and all this. So it's kind of cool. So that's Buford in his first 3 days. See what else. Oh, he didn't eat for the first day. Then we went down to PetSmart, and this real nice lady says, put this organic chicken, keep it in the refrigerator, but mixed it in with his food. It's kind of like a gypsy, you know? So we did, and that's all it took. See what else. We don't feed him table scraps. Our neighbors next door brought over these little dog treats because we had four different kinds of dog treats. He'd sniff them, and then what? Did he jump out?
Yeah, he's right here.
Did he jump over the?
He did.
Okay, put him in here.
Okay, come on.
Okay, until we can take a break. Come on. Come on, Buford. Come in here. Just close the door. Yeah, baby. Okay. So as we thought we could make Buford into a studio, and Linda's on the line. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. It sounds like you might need me there.
Well, he just kind of jumped over the,
okay.
He's a big boy. He jumped
he
over the, he either jumped over or he put his paw in. He's really big with his paw. So now he's sitting here next to me. He's quiet. He's being quiet.
Yeah, he just wants to be next to you. Okay, so something you didn't say, because I know we're doing a test here, a test drive to see, you know, it takes time. But we wanted to really do a shout out and a thanks to Haven Humane. The staff over there could not be more, tender and kind, and how they were. They cried when Buford left. He's been in, from what we understand from the records, he's been at Haven since January. And, you know, people want to know the background. Well, sometimes you don't really know the background when you have a dog that comes in that's at 2 years old. So, I really think he's a beautiful, that we both feel like he's a beautiful dog. And again, we're trying to see if we can integrate him so he can be at the studio and very friendly with people. But again, Haven Humane and the staff over there, and the fact that, you know, people, I just want our listeners to know that if you're thinking about a pet, to go to Haven and know that you're saving the life of a critter. They need forever homes. You know, this is what we need to do. And,
it was easy to do. And also a shout out to Dr. Bond and his staff over at for our veterinary service. He's always been our vet, and we had Snooki and before when you had a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going down tomorrow to get any final shots he needs and have a inspection or a health check.
And even though that they leave the shelter, you know, with all that, they've been vet checked, they've been, you know, fixed, chipped, shots and all that. We just are going to, you know, how you start off with, like, if you have a primary care physician, you go do your thing. So, like, you're under, you know, in that. But anyway, I just wanted to do a shout out for Haven. We both, they just went through it finally. I mean, we've had them on for how many years? But we actually went through it with our local Haven Humane, and it was a great experience. So that's all I wanted to say. Okay, so have a good day with Buford.
Yeah, keep listening. You may hear me go, okay, time for Buford to go home.
No, he's going to be fine. It's just, you know,
he's going to be fine. He pulled down the doggy gate, so I think, or jumped over it. He got up on a chair, and he could see me through all the, through all the different studios, and that was all it took. Here he came.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So,
okay, thanks. All right. Have a good
thank
one.
Thank you. Okay. Well, today, Enjoy Magazine's going to come on, and we're going to find out the latest issue, what's going on with them. And the, let me see here, Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Shasta County, $97 a year. Networking is free, Reading Buzz shout out, and learn more at ShastaCountyChamber.com. Starting today for the whole month is a sexual assault awareness drive, awareness month, a denim drive, with the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, Stephanie Bridget. And, you can bring in new denim to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. Yeah. Please donate new denim into our local drop-off locations. All sizes and genders accepted. So, see what else. April 13th, Night of the Champions out at Simpson University, second annual Night of the Champions event. They're going to have Olympic champions are going to go there. competitive skateboarders, ambassador skateboards is going to be there. Like I said, Olympic champion, three-time Olympic gold medalist with the USA softball. And it's going to be, if I understand it, well, it is free admission, barbecue, T-shirt, and prize drawings. All this is going to be out at April 17th at Simpson University. So there you go. All right. Time to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated bank right here in town. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson, a local bank. Been in the business 17 years, been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And on the line, we have dun 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 Anne Marie with the community calendar.
Welcome, Buford.
Yes, here he is. Right. Well, I'm not sure what Buford's doing right now. He's underneath the table. Yes, and your community calendar brought to you by Curtis Byron, Siskiyou Insurance. So, what's up?
A lot this week. Well, as you mentioned earlier, April is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Starting today, April 1st, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office will be doing a denim drive in effort to support local survivors. Donations needed include new jeans for men and women and new jean jackets for both. Donations can be dropped off at the Shasta County DA's office, located at 1355 West Reading Street in Reading, now through April 24th. They are also encouraging everyone to wear denim jeans on Wednesday, April 24th, in honor of International Denim Day. For more information, visit the Shasta County District Attorney's Office on Facebook. And some other themes for the month of April include Autism Awareness Month, National Pet First Aid Awareness Month, National Donate Life Month, National Poetry Month, National Volunteer Month, and April is the month of the military child, just to name a few. Mark April 15th on your calendar this month and wear purple to show your support to our military kids as part of the annual Purple Up Day. Also, a quick note, the dandelion is the official flower of the military child. If you're looking for help preparing your taxes, this Tuesday, April 2nd, there will be an AARP tax aid available at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the community room to assist our seniors, disabled, and low- and middle-income folks help prepare their federal and state income tax returns. There is no charge for this service. This free service is available on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays through April 13th. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For more information, visit ShastaLibraries.org. On Wednesday, April 3rd, you can check out the Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival, 2024, the Year of the Dragon, at Turtle Bay Botanical Gardens from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Opening night was last Friday. This event will run Wednesdays through Sundays, with a few exceptions, through May 26th. According to the event listing on Turtle Bay's website, the event will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens, giant illuminated displays, themed music and animation, glowing swings and bubbles, food and drinks by Mosaic Restaurant, and much more. Ticket price varies, but Turtle Bay members will receive $5 off each ticket purchased. For more information on the Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival, visit turtlebay.org. On Friday, April 5th, the Shasta County Arts Council presents the first Friday gallery opening of the Celebration of Arts at 1313 Market Street in Reading. The event starts at 5 p.m. Enjoy local art that tells a unique story from the pieces they represent. For more information, visit ShastaArtsCouncil.org. And speaking about First Fridays, don't forget about First Fridays in downtown Reading, which takes place the first Friday of each month. The free event starts at 5 p.m. in downtown, and you can walk at your own speed, shop, and enjoy evening and things downtown. Participating businesses often stay open later and offer special deals. In addition, look for pop-ups, art, and live music. For more information, visit vivadowntownreading.org. And I know this was mentioned on a previous show, but I want to give a quick plug for another event happening on Friday, and that's the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet, which will take place Friday, April 5th, at Wind River Eagle Room in Reading. Dinner tickets are $40. This event is open to all branches of our military and the general public. For more information, please visit Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council on Facebook. On Saturday morning, April 6th, you can enjoy a pancake breakfast at an open house event hosted by Burney Fire Protection District from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Burney Fire Station located at 37072 Main Street. The breakfast will include pancakes, sausage, and coffee slash juice for a $5 donation. The event will also have a Jaws of Life demonstration, and you will have the opportunity to meet crew members and tour the fire engine and new ambulance. Fun for the kiddos as well as the adults. For more information, visit burneyfire.org. This weekend, you can check out the Reading Sportsman Expo on Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Civic Auditorium located at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading. The event will run Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, April 7th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Event highlights include just about everything you need for the great outdoors, from outdoor apparel to equipment. All ages welcome. There will be over 150 vendors on site, Euro bungee activities, climbing wall, along with several major retailers. $8 for adults general admission, $12 and under are free. So it's $8 for general admission for adults, 12 and under are free. Seniors 55 and older are $6, and veterans are free on Sunday. For more information, visit ReadingSportsmanExpo.com. Also this weekend, look for the Shasta District Fair and Event Center's Craft Fair and Swap Meet at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. The event will run Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday, April 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is free. Parking is free. Bring the family and enjoy a fun day of shopping, from unique handmade crafts to one-of-a-kind finds and much more. For more information, visit Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
OMG. All these things.
I'm going to talk about tongue twisters. Try to keep that going.
Wow. All those things are happening. So,
yeah.
Did you have a nice Easter?
Oh, yes, we did. It was a quiet Easter, and we did our family celebration actually a few days prior, but it was wonderful.
Well, that's good, Anne Marie.
And you guys must have had a wonderful weekend, too, especially with your new addition, Buford.
Yeah, Buford, he's not a wonder dog, not yet. But right now he's sitting at my feet, and he's looking up at me, and he's got his head in my lap.
Oh.
So we can be tight, which is what he likes. Anyway, okay. Well, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks. Catch everyone next week.
Hey, our community calendar and Anne Marie are brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. For all your insurance needs, you can give them a call at 530-224-2345. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a minute.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone. There's a killer on the road.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Reading Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Reading Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Reading Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low mulch mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now is the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pawn parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Okay, let me get started here. It's kind of like a 454 Dodge. When I start, it's kind of like, and then when I get going, I'm okay. All right, is there such a thing as a 454 Dodge? Does anybody know? I don't. Okay, hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody does it better with windshields than Jeff Wurst. That's right. He's been in the business a couple of decades. And whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He's truly from the old school. For a free inspection and analysis, bring it on down. Bring your car, truck, SUV, or RV down. I've seen him fix an RV. Windows there. Pretty cool. 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He's great at what he does. Guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally run. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. So, five things you might need to know today. The bridge collapse. You remember the bridge? Okay, in Baltimore bridge wreckage. The ship that ran into it when they lost power mayday'd it out saying, hey, we've lost power and control. The, and which saved probably, you know, some lives, but there are still four people missing. They've recovered two bodies, but four victims have yet to be recovered, and they've got to clear the channel. And if you saw that, I mean, this is hundreds of millions of dollars to get this thing cleaned up. 213-million-pound cargo vessel slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and unlike Joe Biden, I have been over that bridge, but not in a railroad train, like he said, because there's no railroad tracks on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. yes, Mr. President, yes. If you were on a train on that bridge, there's more. You've got a short train, that's for sure. Okay, anyway, it's going to take a while. Right now, until the conditions in the water make it really unsafe for divers, as pieces of the bridge remain submerged in a tangled mess, as you can imagine. Pope Francis called for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in his Easter message, condemning war as an absurdity. He also used his address to insist that access to humanitarian aid be ensured to Gaza and authorities ensure the prompt release of hostages. There's more food going into Gaza now than there ever has been, even before the war started. And it's up to Hamas in there to make sure it gets to the people. He skipped Good Friday events, the 87-year-old pontiff did, due to poor health, but he really surprised a lot of people at the Vatican when he delivered the Urbe et Orbe in full and appeared in good spirits. Okay. I wonder if he's using, you know, they found that same thing that rumored that President Biden gets before he goes out in front of, like, for the State of the Union. You know, it's like a vitamin infusion and stuff like that, which is okay. I mean, you know, as long as it's not hard drugs. There was a shooting in Nashville that left one person dead and seven others wounded. It was an isolated incident after an altercation between two men at a brunch. I went to brunch. We went to brunch yesterday with friends and close friends over at Riverview Country Club. And it was a nice brunch. I mean, they had everything, you know, everything from omelets, you know, that you can, you know, this is how you want your omelet, to oysters, prime rib, all that kind of stuff. So when these people went to an Easter brunch and said they got in a shootout, this is a, and then another shootout down in Indianapolis where seven children were wounded, 12 to 17. You know, when you say 12 children or 12 to 17, you know, you think of little kids in customs, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But seven children between ages of 12 and 17 could have been a gang. So this was a gang shooting when you get to the big towns. Okay. Ukrainian forces have had to cede further territory to Russia. Will have to. If U.S. military aid does not arrive soon, he warned in his latest appeal to Congress. A $95 billion international aid package is sitting unapproved at the House of Representatives, which includes $60 billion for Ukraine, more than a month. But the moderate Republican says we'll get them the aid they need. And let me see. Top four. And set following number one Purdue and number 11 North Carolina state victories on Sunday. On the women's side, Iowa, which has got Caitlin Carter, I believe that's her name, that set every record in the that could be set when it comes to basketball, men or women, going up against LSU. And they played in the last year's NCAA championship, which LSU won. Okay. So many things happening around here. Now, 73 million That's how many current and former AT&T customers were recently affected by a massive data leak. Said the data was released on the dark web approximately 2 weeks ago and since and contains information such as account holder social security numbers. Well, do you have you ever been hacked, Christina? Did you know?
Yes, I was. You were? Hacked on $900 by somebody who was buying Disney tickets.
Disney tickets.
And unfortunately, they just returned me a half of the price back for some reason.
Why was that?
I don't know. I woke up at night with a notification from my email that somebody was trying to hack all my bank cards.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, this is a lot of stuff that's going on right now in Ukraine as well and here, and everybody's just like, it's a big business, like this scamming and hacking business.
Well, that could be. Well, it is a big business. They just found a, they just busted a bunch of them coming across the border with all types skimming gear, like for skimming credit cards and all that. Not that that, you know, I mean, that's kind of like the least that comes across the border. I can't read that. I can read Clark. I still can't read it. It's in the, is there somebody on the line?
No, Linda just called and said that the football player was named Clark, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, Clark. Caitlin Clark. Okay. Whatever I said. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are the radio station to the adopted pets throughout the world.
Also, a reminder that folks, we do have a live video feed if you're interested in ever seeing an action here. We can get it powered up at any time, and you can look in the
which
studio.
We probably should do after you talked about it.
Probably should. yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Reading, voted number one in the North State in the Record Searchlight's big extravaganza where you vote for best in the North State. It was voted best in the North State. Got a watch repairman, and they got great people there, super selection of jewelry. We've been going there for ever since we've lived here in town, and Four Winds Jewelry. And you know what? They were the ones that did our wedding rings for us. They're just really, really good people at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So I'm here with Patrick Karch.
Good morning, Carl.
That's what you get for coming in, just to do your job. You get pulled into the show.
Well, it's been a busy weekend, and I don't know what you guys have in store when you do Easter, but at our house, Easter's a big deal. You know, we have 13 grandchildren, 6 children, and all of their spouses, and all of their pets. And so yesterday we spent up at the farm at my son's house for the annual Easter egg hunt, out in the field. And then there was a visit by the Easter Bunny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was amazing. He came coming in. He came in on a quad, riding the front of a quad.
Of course.
And then we went on to do a part of a video shoot for our album that we're going to release soon with Honeybee.
Yeah.
And we actually put a grand piano out in the middle of the field, and we had the kids dancing on top and around the piano, and the dogs were on top and dancing around the piano. It was a very festive day celebrating Easter. It was good.
So we could have just dropped off. Buford, and you would have never even known about.
No, he would have had the time of his life there with the other grand dogs. That would be Finn and Albert and Nubé. Yeah, they were living. Nubé? They were living the dream out there. They're chasing the goats and herding up the geese and chasing the children and smelling each other and all that.
Well, today, of course, is April Fool's Day. Have you ever done anything to fool people or anything like that?
In the early days of my career in the schools, I used to do stuff like that, but later it became politically incorrect and I had to quit.
Well, spraying kids with water as they walked in probably wasn't a good idea. Hey, so historians speculate that April Fool dates back to 1582 when Pope Gregory the 13th introduced the Georgian calendar, moving away from the Julian calendar. In the Julian calendar year began with the spring equinox, typically falling between late March and April 1st. And people were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that the start of the new year had moved to January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March. That's when it used to be.
Huh.
Yeah. And then they became the subject of jokes and hoaxes and were called April Fools. And then these pranks often involved placing paper fish on their backs and dubbing them Poisson d'hiver, April fish, a symbol like into a small, easily caught fish, representing a gullible individual.
A gullible individual. Uh-huh.
Anyway, well, that went off in England and into the Flemish groups, another aspect, and said a nobleman sending his servant on foolish errands on April 1st, further solidifying the association of days of jest and pranks.
Well, we could do that again. You could send me on some foolish errand here on behalf of KCNR.
The only thing is I have to pay you while I'm doing it, so I'm not sure who the fool is. Would be on that one. Right. Okay.
That's a cool one.
I'm trying to think of, you know, there have been hoaxes or things that have happened, you know. I think back to Orson Welles, and that wasn't April 1st.
Oh, but my gosh. Did
the War of the Worlds. Millions of people in America panicked over that, even though they announced it was a radio show.
Well, a lot of people didn't catch the disclaimer at the beginning, some people didn't believe the disclaimer even when they heard it.
Well, they also did it halfway through, did the same thing, said this is a radio show and blah, blah, blah. Because, what was his name? He put it on here. We did the whole radio show right here in the studios. In an evening with all the sound effects and all of that.
Bob, was it Bob Belanger?
No, Bob was helping. Uh-huh. And Wade.
Oh, Wade Riggs.
Wade Riggs did it right here years ago. And we did the whole show. And we did it right out of the script, including the disclaimers.
My gosh.
And, oh, yeah. We rehearsed it a couple of times and then put it on live.
What was the feedback from the audience on that?
People liked it. Yeah,
well, maybe we should do one of those again sometime.
We could do that.
We could, yeah.
Do original radio plays.
Mm-hmm. With sound effects?
There's plays that people put together. You know, you're hearing about them. And I think down in Anderson they've got a playhouse. Remember the one where they did all the local artists that would write it? And they would do the – it'd be like a Western type, you know – singing song extravaganza and all that.
We could do something like, hey, if you could let me do sound effects, like I could hear it, and then Carl's heart began to thump. And footsteps were heard on the door.
A helicopter flying over. A dog barking in the background. Oh, no, he's down. He's down for the count now.
Yeah, you're right. He's down.
Okay.
Anyhow, we had a great weekend, and I forgot, that it was April Fool's today until you reminded me, so that's probably just as well. I should probably stay away from that.
Joe Biden, on Easter Day, what can I say? He announced that it was, you ready? Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter. I mean, probably one of the most holy days in the world when it got, you know.
That would be cultural and religious misappropriation. Well, that's what I would be accused of if I did something like that.
It was just, gosh, Joe.
It was misappropriation, totally.
You could have done it today, but then they say, you did it April 1st. You know, no, but it did. It got a lot of people excited about that, but Joe doesn't really care. Joe does what Joe wants to do, or what he's told to do.
He's told to do. Yeah.
Now, are you going to try and see? Okay, the eclipse does not come through California.
It's going to go across part of Texas, though, right?
Yeah, it goes. If you look at it, it's a swath like from the New England type states through Texas.
Right. Yeah, I'm hoping that my kids in Texas will shoot some live Facebook for me.
They said that you're going to be able to watch it because of all the social media.
Yeah.
You know, all that's going on. But it's April 8th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's quite a long time.
And it showed it showed the swath of it. And, it doesn't get beyond Texas. And that's like East Texas, East and Central Texas.
I've seen them before.
I've seen eclipses.
I'm looking forward to it because our kids are in Northeast Texas, so they're hoping to get a good shot of this. So,
the most exciting thing I ever saw in the sky was when I was in Texas, and the Challenger was coming back. The one of the space craft that had been up, was coming back and was going to land in back in Florida. And they said you could be able to see it in Texas when it's coming in. So we walked outside. It was, you know, out in the country, and looked up, and absolutely one of the most awesome sights I've ever seen.
Wow.
It was like a movie. And it was coming down because you could see the fire. It was reentering the atmosphere, and it was trailing smoke behind it. Oh, my gosh. And it went across the sky. And by the time we got inside the house, and we watched it till it was out of sight, and we got in the house, it had already gone past Florida and was making this real wide turn to come back to be able to land.
That's amazing.
That's how fast it was going. And I tell you what, it was I mean, there's amazing special effects, but when you see something real like that.
That's crazy. You know, what? Yeah. I have something I wondered about. We have SpaceX now, and those things come back, and they land back on the launch pad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't we do that, like, back in the day?
It they seems didn't like, have technology.
Oh, to pull that off.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know what? The whole thing comes down to, like, you know, people ask, would we get out of the moon program? And then you can start seeing things like microwaves,
mm-hmm.
Tang. I don't know if Tang's important, but so many other things that that they had to invent to be able to get people up there. Yeah, I mean, how do you, you know.
Now microwave is everywhere. I mean, KCNR, if folks are listening to us right now, it's because we're using microwave, you know, to get our transmission.
Microwave shots. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. So this week is going to be we've got a busy week, a lot of people coming on. Today we have Enjoy.
Okay.
Enjoy magazine is going to come on, and I think I saw James.
He was wandering around here someplace,
and to talk about the you know, some of the changes that have gone on over there, and the of course this issue of the issue of Enjoy.
Yeah, James just loaned me a beer barrel. You know how hard it is to find a beer barrel and an empty one in Reading? Almost impossible.
Are you kidding? In Reading, I think there'd be plenty of empty beer barrels.
Well, there are kegs, lots of empty kegs, but no real wooden barrels.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was very grateful. We're going to do a video shoot. We're releasing our single with Honeybee of the Beer Barrel Polka in October and shooting the video in April, and we needed a beer barrel, and James just happened to have four of them, and he loaned me one. So,
oh, he had them over there at the store.
At the store, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The number of things that are going on around here, and it's kicking up, like this month also, is the Red Bluff Roundup. And we're going to be doing during the week of the Red Bluff Roundup, we've got some real great guests coming in here, stock contractors, performers, cowboys, cowgirls, people that are putting it on, you know, and that's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. We got Cool April Nights rolling in here pretty fast. This is going to be a big month for things happening, and then we just roll into May.
With the Reading Rodeo,
you know, the pancake breakfast. So there's going to be a lot of stuff to do. And because I saw an article, what do you do, how Reading celebrates spring? Well, this is how. We've got so many events going on.
Right, and it goes all the way through the summer. I always look forward into late spring, early summer, Paisano Days in the park.
Oh, yeah.
You know, last year we had our first ever car show at that. With 90 cars that showed up, and we're expecting to probably double that this year in the South City Park. One event after another, I was listening to Anne Marie on my way in this morning, and my gosh, she had tons of events.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the Easter egg hunts, like we saw them out there yesterday at Riverview, they had it divided into three groups, like 2 to 5 or 0 to 5, whatever. And then from 6 to 11, and then it was like 12 to 15.
Right.
And you think, oh, so the little kids went out, and there's more of them. And I was really waiting to see the first one that said, that's my egg. And we see some little kiddie violence out there. But no, that didn't happen. And then the next group. Now, the last group, 12 to 15. These were older kids, and they went out there and they gathered eggs, but there was only like five of them. So there was a lot of eggs left over, and then he opened it up again, and all those little kids went out there again. Everybody. Now, they weren't eggs. They were plastic eggs. In it were like candy and stuff like that.
Sure, sometimes money.
You were hoping like maybe a little shot of Jack, and then you could have. But we were a little upset. There were no places for the 50 to 80 year olds to go out there.
Well, shucks, you should have come over to our house. Joey would have let you go out there.
And look at that. Okay. All right, we've got to run for the news, and when we come back, we've got Enjoy. The magazine is joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's message about the importance of secure borders seems to be resonating with, among others, some voters key to President Biden's re-election bid.
When it comes to problems at the U.S.-Mexico border, Biden portrays it as a policy dispute that Congress can fix. But a recent AP poll found 40% of Democrats and 73% of Hispanic adults disapprove of how Biden is handling border security. Rudy Menchaca, an Eagle Pass bar owner, is the type of Hispanic voter Biden is counting on. He says despite the rhetoric, he's been warming towards Trump because problems at the border are hurting business. Jennifer King, Washington.
And the former president says it's another example of the lack of respect that foreign leaders show to President Biden. Mr. Trump pointing to the Mexican president's demand for $20 billion a year in U.S. taxpayer funds for Latin America and the Caribbean. Recovery from the disastrous collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge is proceeding on multiple tracks, according to Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who says that while the cleanup is underway, so too is the search for answers.
There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy, and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again, and we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The Maryland governor on Fox News Sunday. After 2 weeks, Israel's military has pulled out of Gaza's largest hospital, saying that 200 terrorists were killed, along with hundreds more detained. The IDF says senior Hamas operatives are among the dead. The Israeli military also says it confiscated many weapons and also gathered valuable intelligence during the two-week operation. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 228 points, while the Nasdaq is 2 points higher, the S&P 11 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Amid demands by protesters for his resignation,
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he is doing everything he can to bring hostages home in a nationally televised speech. Netanyahu spoke while thousands of protesters rallied in Jerusalem in show of frustration with his government and the war in Gaza, urging him to resign. But he said calling new elections in what he described as a moment before victory would paralyze Israel for 6 to 8 months and the ongoing hostage talks. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The French foreign minister has pressed China on trade issues and the war in Ukraine ahead of a planned visit to France by Chinese leader Xi Jinping later in the spring. The French diplomat says European trade deficits with China and some other countries are not sustainable, speaking at a joint news conference after meeting with the Chinese foreign minister. Townhall.com. Weekend bloodshed in Ecuador, which has seen a rising tide of violence in recent months.
A government spokesman says gunmen attacked a group of people in a coastal city neighborhood Saturday night, killing eight and wounding eight more. It's the latest in a string of violent incidents in the South American country. Police say armed men drove up, opened fire on a large group of people, then drove away. No one claiming responsibility. Ecuador was once considered a bastion of peace in Latin America, but in recent years has seen a surge in violent attacks. Jason Walker reporting.
It happened during Easter Sunday brunch. The eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood crowded when two men started arguing and then shots rang out. A man was killed. Five other people were injured. The suspect got away, but police say they do know who they're looking for. They say he's a 46-year-old man who police say does have a criminal record. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And,
oh, my gosh.
And
yay.
I love Carl, but yeah,
Linda just
sunshine
rolled
just
in.
Blew in.
Yeah. He needed me. I could hear it this morning. I did. You know, we're bringing in our dog today, and I could hear him going, you know, like he's trying. There's too much stuff going on, so I'm like, okay, you can see it on my horse garb.
Ahoy, matey.
Yeah, exactly. So did you do the weather yet?
I haven't done
anything. No, I jumped right in because I got so excited.
Hi, guys. Okay, well, let me do a quick read.
Wait a minute.
I didn't know. I heard you talking. But
Linda, today, the 1st of April.
April Fool's.
2024, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, and Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina. Besides April Fool's Day, do we have another national day out there?
Let me see. Actually, yesterday is National One Sunday. It was created 2,000 years ago, or 200 years ago, I'm sorry.
One cent day. Oh, 1 cent day, okay.
Yeah. Ooh, it was like, today is the anniversary of like 200 years of the first cent.
Huh. Got it.
Well, that's interesting.
With the design of the first cent, I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then, of course, we have Enjoy Magazine with us this morning with James and Yvonne Masada. But Linda's got the weather first.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so... Hey! Talk about just, like, getting my focus on.
You know what, Linda? Oh. Today I came in and I told Carl it's a total S day, right? I mean, yeah. Today has been already for us out of control. Like, I just remembered, because Rhonda's out of town.
Yes.
She's back east, that we were supposed to be here. I told Rhonda that I would take care of it and then remembered this morning.
Okay.
Right? Then, you know, because of the store closing, the place is cleared out. We had no magazines. So Yvonne and I are like, we don't have a copy of the magazine. I don't know what we're going to talk about, because I mean, unless I can look at the magazine, can't remember what's in it, because we're already producing June right now.
Okay.
Right? So we've been driving around all morning at all the locations, like trying to find magazines. Yeah. And then, you know, then I come in, Carl's here, and I'm like, okay, well, I've done that 1,000 times.
Yes.
And Carl's great. There's no thing. But, I mean, you guys are a team, right? And
yes.
I'm like, oh, gosh. I'm down on the count. I know nothing. Yvonne just came for moral support because she knows that I'm like, ugh, right? And then we finally find the magazine, and then you show up.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes. And then you just realized it was Yvonne sitting next to me.
I just looked up because, truthfully, you know, it's one of those mornings. We could call it April Fool's Day, but I could tell, you know, we're bringing in the brand new dog that we just adopted on Friday.
I love Buford.
He is amazing. And so I'm listening, and I know that, you know, there's a lot of moving things. You know, we're out of the kind of sorts. I'm in my horse gear. I'm running around doing errands, and I just went, I'm coming in. He needs me, and I need to see James, and I'm so happy that you're here, Yvonne. So happy. Let me do a quick read for weather, and then let's get into, like, and I'm in my sunglasses because I can.
Well, Yvonne forgot her glasses.
All right. So today.
She can't see.
I may have some in the other car. I'll go look. Sunny today with
Christina,
high.
Can you turn her down just a little bit, her volume down?
Oh, because I'm all excited.
Yeah. Can you turn her, no, seriously.
Turn you up, buddy.
Turn her volume down just a little bit.
Sunny with a high of 75. Overnight lows of 52. Tomorrow calls for sunny skies once again. With 75 and Tuesday night increasing clouds. There we go, Carl. I heard that earlier today about Wednesday chance of showers with a high of 65. Overnight lows of 40 and Thursday showers with 53. Friday showers. Looks like this weekend slight chance of showers on Saturday with 54 and Sunday a chance of showers with 59. So we go back again and I'm not looking past Sunday, but we do have a couple beautiful days here. It's great to do, you know, your yard work and your cleanup. And all that good stuff. So, yeah.
Was that Buford?
That was Buford. We're getting it. You know, it takes time, as we know.
Well, he's awesome. He just got his paw wrapped around his headphones.
They talk about 3-3-3, and we picked him up Friday afternoon from Haven Humane. 3 days to
acclimate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
To the house.
Yeah, 3 weeks to, I'm not really sure. I mean, just to get out of the shelter shock. He's been in the shelter since January.
I love it because he's under the table and he's sniffing my knees.
Yeah, he's a beautiful being, and we know that this is going to take time and do work, and we really would like to have him be a studio dog.
Well, he is already.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first just met him, he was not standoffish, but he was looking, right? And he allowed me to touch him and pet him, and he was very kind, but he had his, you know, I could tell that he, you know, he was just cautious, right? And then he came over here and finally sat down, and I just grabbed him around the neck, and he, like, almost flipped over backwards to, like, let me love on him.
He's a lover boy.
He's definitely a lover boy.
And he's handsome.
Yeah.
Those eyes are insane.
I know. The eyes are insane. So
it'll be interesting to see if you guys do the DNA when he comes back.
We will do the DNA.
Because I'm like, there could be husky. I think there could be some kind of like a Basenji.
I never even thought of Basenji, but that could be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So thank you for being here today and understanding the madness. And,
oh, gosh. We're in the eye of the madness.
We're right in the fold. So the store all is empty.
It is, yes.
Close. A lot of sadness. A lot of change, a lot of what it is to close a chapter and know that there's an enter. We're excited to see where this is all going. I love that with a full page.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we, it happened fairly quickly. You know, Carl and I were talking a little bit before we went on air, and there's a lot to this story that has not been shared.
I want people to know it wasn't a money thing. You know, it wasn't that.
It wasn't, and it was, but it not wasn't for the reasons that people would think.
The store was making it with no problem at all.
But it was successful.
Some other things happened that were no fault of Enjoy Magazine, but you got the impact of it.
Yes.
And, you know, that's all we can say right now.
Yeah, and this will all come out at some point. You know, people will know what took place. I think right now what's happened is we've chosen to, for lack of a better term, because I'm not coming up with the words right now, is just take the high road and try to exit peacefully until we can get all our ducks in a row, until we, you know, seek legal counsel and do things properly. We're not of the belief that, you know, we don't want this to get super ugly.
Right.
But it has the legs to do that.
I'd like to share, too, it has no reflection on the magazine. The magazine is doing incredibly well.
Yeah.
We're so happy with our support from our community.
Yeah.
And it continues to grow and do well, and we're just excited for the next chapter.
Yeah.
No
pun intended in the magazine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's take a break and come back and talk about the 211th issue of Enjoy Western Stars and Classic Cars.
Thank you.
This is a good one.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial, right off of 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy's been helping people since 1993, and with with everything that's going on with insurance, whether it's your homeowner's insurance, your business, because business insurance also is being canceled or not written. Judy Maxwell is the one you want to go to. She can help you find that insurance company, find that group that's going to help you so your home is covered. For a free review and evaluation of your property, of your health insurance, your business insurance, head on down to, like I said, 1378 Hilltop Drive, but give her a call at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financials, two separate organizations under one roof. We have insurance with Maxwell Insurance, and I'm real happy with that. And we're here with Enjoy Magazine, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contract. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at Red Bluff.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, good morning and welcome to this Monday edition. Are you going to play an April Fool's joke on anybody? Because I don't know. Maybe we started off with a little bit of an April Fool's. Like, is it really Monday morning? And is it really the day after Easter?
We started April Fool's on Friday when we got a 55-pound male dog that we've been looking in, who is not hyperallergenic, which we've been looking for 3 years as a small female white dog. And now we have Buford.
Are you guys allergic to dogs?
I haven't been with him as much as I have been, because we get Pet of the Week on every Friday, and they bring in the most amazing dogs, and I think, oh, and then I have to run back there and slather my, you know, skin up with, you know,
soap and water.
But I really haven't experienced that much with him.
Enough.
And I think that was a little mind over matter.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Enough
Never
of that.
Say
Let's
this.
Talk
you can't
enjoy.
Have enough of Buford.
Never have enough of Buford.
No. He was meant to be ours. That's all there is
He's
to
laying
it.
Underneath so he can watch everybody. Okay. Let's, where do you want to start here?
I don't know.
So many great things.
Well, before we begin, I do want to say that Christina, thank you so much, Christina, for being our producer. And I called her a couple times on the fly and said, bop, 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 bop. And one of them would have been about Clark as being the basketball player. And the other one was, and she just came in to say that on Sundays they put a mask over the video.
On Sundays.
Oh, okay. So on Monday morning, sometimes we come in and we forget about that. But the video's up and streaming. And
they do that because you guys aren't, you're not here that those
I
are
I don't know. They just want to be in private. They don't want, because that's on 24/7. Anybody can tune in anytime. And
see an empty studio, mainly.
And Yvonne, you look beautiful. You always you always have on, well, you started it before Taylor Swift, like the beautiful red lips.
Thank you.
You've got a signature color always with your lips. Is that true?
Can we talk about Enjoy Magazine? Yeah.
Well,
Linda?
They are Enjoy Magazine.
Ramp it down a little bit, love. So,
never.
See, I like that. I like that. It's like wind.
Welcome
for
to
me.
My world. And
yes, I know.
Welcome to my world.
You should live in a little house that's spinning in a tornado. I love it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just say, starting on page 21, a horse, of course, the Wild Art Horses of Red Bluff. Didn't even know they had that.
Ooh. It's amazing. It's Heather Vine, and she's actually a dear friend of ours. And
Heather's
she
amazing.
She paints her, all these horses.
Heather and her husband,
with
Joe.
Themes.
Joe Vine are incredible people. Joe has a business. It's the Copy Center.
Copy Center in
Red Bluff. He's got one in Red Bluff and then all the way down in like
Orville.
Mm-hmm. If you guys ever need services he can do anything.
Print services. He's really amazing.
Signage. I mean, just anything. It's
He'll
amazing.
He'll install. I mean, he's
And
one
what
of
are
those.
Their names?
Heather
and
Joe
Vine.
Vine. Okay. Yeah.
And Heather, so you know the side of the Cascade that has the big mural.
Yes.
It's got that young native.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was part of that painting.
Oh, boy.
She helped the primary artist with that one. So she's very talented. And her claim to fame, other than just being an incredible mother and a great human being, is she actually has done several album covers for
Santana.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, see, if you go to get your Enjoy the magazine, which is in various locations in the North State, on page 21, you're going to see.
It looks real.
Something like Dawn of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Or Day of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead, the movie. Sorry. Day of the Dead.
I was hoping you'd tell me that you starred in that movie.
Well, no.
I could remember seeing you in a blonde with your little bikini running and then falling and running and falling as somebody was coming
to
stab
you. Well, no, I was not in a bikini coming out of that was in a commercial in L.A., but anyway.
The last movie Linda was in, somebody hit her with an axe.
Yeah.
So, now they've got six horses in their herd, and they plan on having 21 of these fiberglass horses.
Yeah, so this
throughout
is
Red Bluff.
This isn't a painting like on a wall. These are actually fiberglass horses that are then painted, and so they're three-dimensional, right?
Yeah.
The first time I looked at this one and I saw the horse that you were talking about that looks like the Day of the Dead on there, I thought that was a painting on the wall.
Yes,
but it's not.
Like a mural.
But I thought, wow, they did a really great job to make it look three-dimensional. Well, that's because it is.
Now, are these like, these were art pieces that can go, if you've got a ranch can they be outside or do
they are actually outside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Is the one with John Wayne on the side? Talk about a collectible.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know much more about the story other than, you know,
well, if you go,
we're just giving a tease right now to pick up your Enjoy, right? And also just to let people know, not everybody can get out and about, but if you go to enjoymagazine.com, And you click on latest issue, it'll take you to our page that has the magazine in a magazine format that you can flip the pages and read online. And so that's cool. And we encourage people to do that, just like you have your video stream. We have our sites, our digital content as well.
Great. When you go through the magazine, and then I see the versatility of Ronald Pritchard, somebody yep. else I had no idea that, you know, what a talented guy.
Oh, on page Carl, 31. You know how incredible the North State is.
Yes.
Every issue, I am enlightened all the time by things I didn't know as well.
My gosh.
And I used to be surprised, and now I'm not surprised to be a surprise. Because I'm surprised every issue.
And you represent 13 counties.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every time you turn around each month, there's, of course, something that's going to close, open, change, evolve.
Constantly.
New people moving in, different varieties. And so, we keep thinking, well, you know, we pretty much have seen it all. Uh-uh.
No.
That's the beauty of this magazine, by the way.
Yeah. And there's always concepts and ideas and things that are out there that are flourishing and developing. And you know what? Surprisingly enough, we run into a lot of things potentially that would make incredible stories, right? And, of course, we always ask permission. So, but you'd be surprised how many things – and it's not personal, but just very private people that are here in the North State. And they're like, oh, we really appreciate it. You flatter us. We love your magazine, but we just don't want a story done, right? And you're got like rats because you're like so cool. But there are some things that we've discovered over the years in our area that we really can't write about because they don't want it to be written about. But these are some of the top of the top anywhere in the world. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that there are businesses in Reading that are worth billions of dollars. They're billion-dollar companies.
International companies.
Yes, and they're here, and there's quiet, and just they're like invisible. And you're like, why, right? And they're like, well, we just like it that way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
I like that. Yeah. It's not, we decided not to be in Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Well, and coming to the article that we were discussing about Western Stars, the versatility of Ronald Pritchard, Red Bluff.
Yep. Again.
Again, Red Bluff Roundup is coming up and we're going to be giving tickets away, and getting some of the, bullfighters, et cetera, on during, that's just this month. Can you believe it? Just a few weeks away. So let's talk about this article.
It's happening fast.
I know.
Isn't it? Already 2024 is like.
Easter was yesterday.
I know. We just got through first quarter of 2024 already.
Look at these beautiful sculptures. By the way, pick up your Enjoy magazine to you to see what we're talking about.
We've got a stack of them here. Small stack.
We
have a stack of them.
Tell us about Ronald Pritchard.
Well, I mean, there he is. I haven't even read the article myself.
Well, he's got some books out.
So he has, so he's obviously a publisher, and I was trying to see quickly as we're looking through here what kind of books are.
He wrote a book about his Spanish Mustang that he bought sight unseen from a ranch in Montana.
Mm.
And when I first got him, I thought I was getting a horse from the Ice Age. broke his collarbone, broke his ribs, but while he was recovering, he decided to do a book on the vaqueros of Alta California. And then here's a sculpture he's done of
so these are
of
his
a buckaroo.
These are his sculptures.
Yeah, right here. And he's written a book,
Julio. Mm-hmm.
And then
the Phantom P-40.
Tomahawk, that was the one that crashed down there on, where was it? Plains Creek or something like that?
That's what drew him to Red Bluff in 1998, is what he said.
Yeah, and then he wrote a book on falconry.
Mm-hmm.
And became a falconer.
Hence the reason a man of many talents,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. I mean,
so he's a sculptor, and it looks like these are those kind of really incredibly beautiful collectible bronze.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Things that they do. But he's got them, look at, in like a total, you know, natural bronze, darkened bronze. But then in the next page, it looks like an actual, like a replica of him. And he is galloping on a horse, and he is
getting ready to rope a longhorn steer.
But look at even the coloring, because you know that's all. You can see the bronze on the ground, or the dirt where the cactus and stuff are. But then it's been somehow colorized so that the horse and the longhorn have actually patterns in their
It's a beautiful, beautiful sculpture. So here's a guy that wasn't even his business. He was in the grocery business.
And then he became an
inventor.
Huh.
That's great.
Yeah.
He'd be an interesting guy to have.
He would really be an interesting.
But look at that face and that mustache. You know, there's lots of storytelling behind that.
Well, when we come back, we have so much more to talk about in this magazine. That one of the articles is about a guy who specializes in person training for race car drivers. That's another kind of goes along with the people who love cars.
Yeah.
And we're in Cool April Nights as well, and there's some articles about the McLeod car show. That's like a species when you talk about people who like to tinker. And I was thinking about that, talking with Carl about that earlier, about when you're the wife or the husband of somebody who has a hobby or a partner of somebody who has a hobby, it may not really be your thing, but you learn to love it because you want to take an interest. And if they go to a car show or a horse show, that you know about the mechanics of it if you can, and just be able to hang out so you have some commonality.
Right.
And the two of you are such a beautiful together couple that do great things in Reading, creating things, evolving all the time. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the magazine and kind of like where we're going from here.
Yvonne actually just evolved. She just got a new job.
That's exactly. I would love to hear all about it if you're ready to talk
about
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this portion of the show, of course, brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I used to say it's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. But by the way, Lucky Miller's has started a food truck, and he's out there. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to try that. I mean, his food is outstanding. But Cypress Square Barbershop, been there since 1960. Yes, was established 1960. It hasn't much changed in that barbershop. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop. But I've never had a bad haircut there. People I talk to, they go there. They love it. They love it, too. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I work by appointments. I give them a call at 530-244-9478, but you can just drop by. If you got an opening, you get a haircut. You know, the other day I did that and lucked out and got in there. These are just really good guys, Tim and Logan. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you right now one thing you can do.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local NAPA Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low mulch mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful base light pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now is the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Monday.
Flock of
96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio coming from the Buford studios. Buford, that's right.
Well, we're going to have to follow our page somehow. We're going to have Buford integrated in that. But April 1st it is here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. And always streaming on KCNR1460.com. We're here, with our Enjoy the Moment, Enjoy the Magazine, with Wanda and, oh, excuse me. There you go.
With Yvonne and James Masala.
There we go.
There
yeah,
you
April
go.
Fool's.
Okay. So.
And Yvonne.
You wanted to talk about dates and things?
Well, yeah, because before we left, we were talking about how, you know, we've already passed the first quarter. April's already here. We have Roundup. We have, Red Bluff Roundup and, you know, April, Cool April Nights all coming. But, we just want people to know how to access information, save the date. So you can go to visit redbluffroundup.com, to stay up to date for all the things that are going on. But this year's Roundup in 2024 is, we've got Friday, April 19th at 7 p.m. Red Bluff Roundup. And then we have Saturday, April 20th at 2:30 p.m. Red Bluff Roundup. And then Sunday again, April 21st at 1:30 p.m. You can get these dates and times for all the different scheduled events for the Roundup, either going to Enjoy or to our calendar of events. You can, you know, obviously look it up in the magazine. But best thing probably is to just go to RedBluffRoundup.com, and that'll be up to date.
And there's really we're going to be giving tickets away as soon as we get them. I mean, we do give Friday night. I think we have Sundays. No, I think we're attending on Sunday. But we have a couple things that we're going to be attending, the mixer, as well as they have it tough enough to wear, think, a day and those kinds of things.
Yep.
So the Red Bluff Roundup gives you something completely different, a different taste, a different feel in a rodeo than Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It does.
And
they
there's
are
three
different.
Things going on all the time with the inside racetrack and the inside of that. And I just, it's people watching on steroids.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to briefly just reach out. I always reach out, talk about the cover. Obviously, this cover is, I think, just so cute. And this is Ella Putnam. Ellie Putnam and Micah Putnam on the cover. Most people assume they're married, but they're not. They're boyfriend and girlfriend, and they both have the same last name.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, that makes it easier for
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
If they get married. I'm
yeah,
sure.
She doesn't have to do anything.
She doesn't have
oh
to
gosh.
Do anything.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We
and
should
we always like to thank
a,
our cover models and yeah. the people that are on there for letting us do that.
Yeah, that's
and,
great. Who took the picture?
You know what? What does it say? Kara Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we should start a dating app where we match people with
the same last names. That way, hey, look, if it works out, you don't have to do anything. It's just going to, you know. So,
yeah. Yvonne, what was your maiden name?
Harless.
Yvonne Harless.
But it was a Swedish name before that. It was Jorgensen. So when they immigrated over, then it was they changed it in New
Completely.
York.
Completely. Yeah. Not even close I know, to that's what was the original.
Say, why would you do that?
I don't understand. It's very, very different. Yeah.
So she is of Scandinavian descent. So we've done her DNA, and she's Swedish. She's Norwegian, French.
Oh, yeah. And then, I can see all that. Yeah.
And then we found out she has just a skosh of, like, what was it, like, not Ukrainian, but something like that.
Which I love.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we have our Ukrainian princess on the other side of the window over there. But, you know, you've got royal blood in you, too, because you're such an elegant woman. And
thank you.
And everything that you do is with extreme grace.
Thank you.
I call her the ice princess or a white witch.
And why not be a little of both?
That's right.
Depending on how nice you are to me.
Yeah, right.
So Yvonne, there's been a lot of wonderful things that you guys have created together, and we know that you were over working with the Fashion Alliance, and that's gone through. It's what do you want to call it? I want to say not amalgamations. There's a word
metamorphosis.
For this.
Metamorphosis. Changed, right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so now you're on a new journey.
Yes.
Went along with, as well as supporting and being involved with Enjoy.
Right.
The magazine and articles.
Been there. Always will be.
And always will be.
Right. So when I was with the Fashion Alliance, one of the things that I really wanted to instill, you know, when you walk away from something, you really want to leave them with something.
Yes.
And Shannon from McConnell Foundation was really part of this just transition for me. And she said, I've always wanted to leave something better than when I found it. And not that it was found in a bad way, but I always want to instill a little something in there that will continue to build that legacy. So what we've done is we've encouraged one of our makers, and she's our alteration specialist, to actually step into the interim position, Abigail Young. And she has really grown from the time she started there. I mean, she started not working there at 17 or 19, but she was with us since then and, you know, worked for a couple other places in alterations and then came back. But she's an incredible talent and now a business mogul. I mean, when I see her transition into this position, it's been so inspiring for me. And I don't know about you, but when we hit a maturity in our life, we want to instill in people, younger people, kind of what we've learned and, you know, really just uplift them.
That's great leadership because you want to see people grow with wings and
Absolutely.
Fly. We want to see you succeed. How exciting.
Right.
And she's already taken the reins and is going to town, and she's already implementing some moves.
That's
and
fantastic.
Things.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And her name, Abigail?
Abigail Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And there's a real art form to alterations because that is the key in trying to figure out fit, models.
Right.
Modeling something.
Exactly.
And
you learn
to be honest,
so much more.
I'm blown away by alterations.
Me too.
Because the whole thing is you have a garment.
2D to 3D.
Yeah, a garment that already exists, right? And then they're going to alter it to fit you better. That means they have to literally cut it up and put it back together, and that frightens me.
And when you think about the movies and how beautiful the models looked and the Edith heads, and you listen to how somebody had been short-waisted, and how everything was made to make the waist look longer because that's what a real customer or a real designer will do for your body. And somebody doing alterations to know this is what looks best on you is, like I said, that's an eye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And an art.
It's an art, yep.
So I'm now working actually at Caltrans in their graphics. Yes. So, which has been,
that's your deal?
I have a tourism background, and it actually is kind of cool to be in California transportation as part of my transition to something new and different.
How does that feel? Tell us what a day is like in the offices, and when you say you get to do graphics, you know, so does that,
it's
is that
very
the,
quiet.
Is this, yeah, what is it like? Are we talking about posters and websites and launching ideas?
Yes, I just finished a logo for safety, for, you know, transportation safety. So that was really, really cool. I do a lot of their internal newsletters, so I get, you know, it's kind of like Enjoy, and that you tap into what, you know, what things are happening and the interests that they have. We're getting ready to publish a hobby edition. So anybody at Caltrans with hobby, they've sent us the information. And so we're putting together another little newsletter for that. But it's interesting
because as I've been watching her and she's been doing design, you know, for her, it's like second nature, right? And so they have a newsletter and she just banged it out and they were like, this is really beautiful. But funny enough, Caltrans is very traditional.
Very traditional.
And they hold on to things that have been around forever. They don't like change, I get the feeling.
Yeah.
And I don't know that for sure.
No,
I think it's
California history for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love the state of California, so it's kind of kismet that I'm there and supporting.
Well, I know that when we were starting to think about the idea of North State Now, that we had gone to you and you threw out about 10 different logos. Mm-hmm. And the logo that we have enjoy is your logo, I believe. They've used that because mm-hmm. we said, let's go ahead and use this. So I couldn't believe that you just went, oh, what about these? And we were going to do something over on Channel 9. Remember, we were all going to build
right,
a set and do
right.
all that and yeah. everything. And they've still come to us, and that may still happen. But anyway, so that is the brain and the artist part of you. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And when we come back, let's talk about race car driving.
Okay. And there's so many things in here. Tyler Fair's award-winning Acid Canal documentary.
Yeah,
that
incredible.
Is huge. Mm-hmm. Won a number of awards.
Just spoke
also.
With him just 2 days ago.
Yeah,
it was super cool.
Well, you have to give us a phone number because I'd love to have him talk about how it came about, even though he's been interviewed and all these things, but have him on the show to talk about how it came about and what a huge success this song was. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, the only one around here with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system, which means less pain, less intrusion, and much faster recovery times. The TAVR valve replacement, where they used to have to open your chest to put a valve in. Nope, no longer. They can run it up your a vein in there, replace your valve, and you're out of the hospital the next day. I mean, these are just some of the cutting-edge things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing so people don't have to travel 3-4 hours to have these procedures. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did my voice just go? Okay, I thought so.
I was like, God, you're going through puberty.
Yeah, probably. There I go. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, It is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And good morning, everybody. It's April 1st. My April Fool's joke was Linda getting me a dog. It's going to go on for the next 12, 13 years. Who
but
knows?
You know how what was funny is when I was listening to this morning, because Carl said, you know, go do it. We got all this stuff to do. Don't come in. And I'm listening, and I can hear the dog. He's trying to, you know, we get the gate, and the dog is in Buford, is in the office, which is two doors down. If you ever been in our office,
he was
office,
laughing and drinking and having a party.
And he was
two
not.
Doors down.
He was sitting. He got up on the chair and he was whining, and I could hear the whine all the way through the
okay.
Mics.
Okay.
So anyway, he's in here now. And he's here comfortable.
He wanted to be with you,
yes.
Carl.
We're here with Yvonne.
Carl just doesn't want to talk about Buford.
Where are you?
And James Masada, because this is their hour.
Yes,
Joy Magazine.
It is our hour, and we thank you for that, but we want to share it with Buford.
Yeah.
He's having a good time here. He was laying on his back, which is unusual because obviously he
feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's found his people. We found him. And we're here with, speaking of our people, we love you guys. And since we started this station, you've been with us. We're in your magazine. We have you guys come on once a month on your Thursday night show with North State Now and enjoy the magazine. And here you guys are in a transformation, but the magazine continues to grow out to 13 communities. And you always have the most interesting stories. We are in Cool April Nights, and we're going to be talking about one of the articles, which is called Daydream Believer, but that coincides with race car enthusiasts.
It doesn't
and
mean,
James, you're
great,
the son of a race car driver.
I am, yes. And, you know, one of the wonderful gifts that I got from my father, along with my cousins and my brothers, is when we turned 16, my father let us all go to racing school. Yeah, so I was with my oldest cousin, Charlie. He and I both went at the same time to, I think it was called Bob. Then it was Bob Beatty NASCAR Race School.
And where was that?
Sears Point.
Oh.
Yeah, and I have pictures. We just actually, as we've been cleaning out the store, we had a bunch of boxes in the back that we hadn't looked through in
James's treasure box.
100 years, right?
Are you talking you were 16 and went to Bob
Beatty.
Bondurant.
Bondurant. Bondurant.
Bondurant.
Was it. Okay. Bob Beatty was the, I'm sorry, Bob Beatty was my ski camp in up in Oregon. So yeah, Bob Bondurant. Mm-hmm. Bob Bondurant. Yeah, so Bondurant Racing School at Sears Point. Sears Point's not Sears Point anymore.
Right.
It's been rebranded and renamed, but it was incredible. So we spent, you know, so many hours in the classroom just talking with professionals about racing and the skills and looking, you know, at tracks and talking about apexes and, you know, braking and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then what they did, I remember thinking I was going to die. They put us in these big, huge cargo vans with like 10 or 15 of us in a cargo van, right? And then one of the race car drivers drove us around the track. They didn't drive us around the track like, you know, showing you where the track. They raced the cargo van around the track at full speed with the cargo van drifting in and out of corners. I thought, are you mad? The thing's going to flip over. It was so incredibly exhilarating and frightening at the same time.
Did it make you sick? Nauseous?
No, because we didn't go around that many times. But I will tell you, what did make us nauseous was the skid car. So they have these cars where they put you in them, and there's one of the drivers is one of the classmates, right? And then in the passenger seat is one of the professionals that's training, and then there's two of us also students in the back seat, and these were Mustangs. And they are fitted with these braces that go underneath the car that have additional wheels, right? And it's all was computerized. So you would drive and then you'd throw the car into a side turn, right? And then those wheels would drop down and just lift the car enough to where it would cause the car to go into a complete spin, right? And so what they were doing was teaching you how to control a car that's going into a spin and how to get out of it, not overcorrecting and all of that stuff. But as a student, obviously, you're not very successful at that in the beginning. So you want to talk about make you sick in the back seat of that Mustang spinning and spinning and spinning. It was awful. And then after we went through all that kind of encore stuff, then you got to actually race. And you got to like a mock race, but they literally turned you loose on the track, and there were no rules other than don't crash.
When you went to this race school, was it days or was it?
It was 2 days. Yes,
2 days.
It was 2 days. Yep. Uh-huh.
What a great gift!
It was awesome.
You could understand.
We have friends, not mentioning their names, but the first two pieces of mail came from them to Buford.
Mm.
It was just said Buford Bot. Buford T-Bot, and we got that,
yes,
and
they
were treats, and you know, and toys, and all that, and a little
call him Bubot.
Yeah,
and so they race.
Yeah,
and they race, and he got some kind of recently a Cadillac that looks like a normal Cadillac on the outside, but inside has
1,000 horsepower or
so
something like
took
that.
Took it to Vegas on the open.
In Pahrump.
Ever done that? There's a racetrack in Pahrump,
yep,
too.
Yeah. Yep. So. And they showed them how to drive this.
Well, Bob Bondurant moved. Yeah. I think they moved their facility to Vegas.
To Pahrump,
okay.
Right.
I can't leave until we do at least 1 minute on where water flows. In
anyway,
Enjoy Magazine.
Just real quick, page 37, we were talking about, yes, race car driver. Yeah. This is Quinn.
This is page. Oh, I'm sorry.
DeJong, yeah, specializing in personal training for race cars. So check that out because he does training for race car stuff here in town.
That'd be
now
cool.
Now you.
Now on page 71, it's this Taylor Fair did this documentary on the Acid Canal.
Uh-huh.
It's won 6 awards that I know of.
Is that Tyler Ferris?
Yes.
Okay.
Ferris. I'm sorry. And that it was. As everybody knows, when the Acid Canal went away, it
last
had a
year.
Huge impact. Mm-hmm. A huge impact.
Well, it did for our ranch in Cottonwood.
Well, everybody. Yeah. I mean, people were having to sell their stock, things like this, because they didn't have the water.
We have water rights in our whole ranch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Produces hay, so we had to find alternative water sources to continue to produce. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the money to pay for the water rights that we were supposed to be paying for at $10,000 plus a year and taxes.
Yeah. I mean, it just...
It was horrible.
So now we're back.
Yes.
All right. So, and that's what this documentary, it's a documentary?
It's a documentary, and there was people that they had no idea what was going to happen, and just boom.
No water.
Because the water allotment put enough water in the Acid Canal to literally not get out of town. It would have ended at Crown Motors.
Oh,
you know, it would have ended at Crown Motors. That's how much water they put in there. So decisions were made, you know, people were angry, you know, I mean, elections came up, there were changes in the leadership. It was all types of things. So I,
the person that manages that is, I think, somewhat of a volunteer person, and they call them the ditch witch. That's what everybody, we're always like, you mean the ditch watch? Did they come? Because the ACID canal comes to our property in Cottonwood and then dives underneath in a huge, massive tunnel underground and goes underneath our ranch across the Cottonwood Creek and then pops up on the other side of the road. So we get this, we have this huge thing that just swallows the canal in, right on our property. It's pretty amazing. So
was that nature or was that was man-made?
Built. It was built that way. But it's interesting because it's got like gates and stuff to block debris, and we have an actual valve tunnel that's right in the middle of our property that lets air be pulled in so that the water can flow across. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, the canal itself, how it was built.
It,
wow, I'd love to. So I guess
it
maybe
it won at Cannes World Film Festival, International Independent Film Awards, Asian Independent Film Festival.
Tyler,
yeah. We've worked with Tyler in the past, and I feel like documentaries are his niche.
Okay.
He is pretty
incredible. I mean, he's good at everything, but.
Well, okay. Now, Enjoy Magazine, the 211th issue is out.
Yeah, come
and,
get it.
And get it. We've got some of them right here sitting on our counter.
Good recipes.
Wes, I tell you what, we just touched on some of the stories. There are some great stories in here, including cattle ranching, Mustangs, the whole thing. Yep. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys.
Enjoy Magazine is still going absolutely strong. As usual, you're not going to see any difference, and we'll hear more about Enjoy the Store.
And the website is?
Enjoymagazine.com.
There we go.
There you go. All right, everybody.
As well.
Have a great